I promised that we would enter the T-zone. Taxes. Unfortunately, or fortunately for some of us who try to make a living doing this, taxes are an important part of what you have to consider when you're choosing a business entity. Everybody's going to pay taxes, but how much taxes depends on what you choose. Just for some summary, as most people know, the maximum tax rate for C corporations right now is 21%. And so if you pay a tax at the corporate level and then you distribute the earnings as dividends, you essentially pay 36.8%, which is approximately the same amount as the personal top marginal tax rate of 37%. And there's this thing called a pass-through deduction, Section 199A for us tax nerds, where you can get that effective tax rate on pass-through income down to 29.6%. That's some of the things that people think about. And bear in mind that there's some proposals. The current administration would like to raise the corporate minimum tax rate to 28%, or the corporate tax rate from 21% to 28%, and bring us back up to 39.6% as the top individual marginal tax rate. And also, there are other proposals. Of course, those are merely proposals, and they have to get through Congress as well as be signed by the president before they're enacted. Don't think that's going to happen this year. So, just saying. So, as I mentioned, C-Corps, as any of you, all of you who work in this area know, that it has this double tax whammy where you pay a tax at the corporate level, which is pretty low at 21%. But if you want to get the money out, you've got to pay another tax at the marginal tax rate of the individual taxpayer, which might be the same as or similar to a capital gains tax rate at 15% or 20%. If it's a qualified dividend, there's issues about things called accumulated earnings and personal holding company taxes. Then there's this thing called Section 1202, Qualified Small Business Corporation, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes as a thing that drives people towards considering being a C-Corp, as this is called. A C-Corp, for those of you who don't know, is a corporation that pays taxes at the corporate level under federal tax code. So,
even though this is a pass-throughs conference, we're also talking about C-Corps because they're very popular.
And they are now. And for two reasons. One is the 21% marginal tax, the 21% tax rate at the corporate level. If you don't distribute the earnings, that's pretty low. So, as we're going to see, if you want to use the earnings from a business to plow it back into the business to grow, man, 21% is not bad considering the alternative marginal tax rate of individuals. So that's one thing to consider. The other reason that C-Corps are popular is this thing called qualified small business stock, Section 1202 of the Internal Revenue Code. You can actually, if it's done right, you can exclude from your capital gains at sale the greater of the $10 million or 10 times your investment. I should have put maximum exclusion of the greater of $10 million or 10 times the investment. So if you invested $2 million, what's two times 10? That's $20 million. You don't have to pay capital gains tax on. Pretty interesting, mm-hmm. if done correctly. Now, there's some qualifications. It's got to be a C corporation. You've got to hold the stock for a minimum of 5 years before you sell it. It's not, and you don't do an asset sale at that time. You actually have to sell the corporate stock. And it has to be a qualified small business, which means it could not, at the time you are qualifying that business, be worth more than $50 million. And there's rules around that, as well as it has to be an operating qualified trader business, which read into that, there's a lot of professional type businesses that are not qualified businesses. Real estate is not a qualified business.